talk a little bit in the last couple of shiur about almost some of the details of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim, but we have to really backtrack a little bit and get almost an introduction to the mitzvah, what the very essence, what the very nature of the mitzvah is all about. So there is a fundamental question about which category the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim falls under, because we know that all the mitzvahs are divided into multiple different categories, but the categories that we're going to focus on today, there are mitzvahs, of course, Binam L'Makom, there are mitzvahs which are Binam L'Chaveiro, those mitzvahs that address our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the other mitzvahs that address our relationship between our fellow men. Some of them are fairly obvious, which are which. Shabbos and Kashrus are pretty obvious which way they go. Lashon Hara and Gros Chasadim are fairly obvious which category they go into. But Kibra V'Aim is a little bit of a tricky one. Is Kibra V'Aim, in a certain sense, has qualities of both? Is it fundamentally a mitzvah b'nam l'makom, or is it fundamentally a mitzvah b'nam l'chaveiro? So some may be wondering, what's the difference? You have to do it anyway. So we're going to see, as we go on, there's some very real, not just machshava differences, some very, very real halachic differences that emanate from this fundamental question, what the very nature, which category Kibbutz Avayim falls under. So there are different statements in Chazal that are said more in the realm, a little bit of machshava, which may shed some light on this topic. The Gemara has a very, very famous discussion in the very beginning of the Maamar Kamos, the first of the Maamar Kamos, when the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim and Mor Avayim in relationship to how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tanur Rabbanan, Nema Kabedes Avicha V'Yesimecha, Nema Kabedes Hashem Ehoincha. Pasuk in Chumash speaks about being mechabed one's parents. Pesukim in Nach speak about Kabedes Hashem Ehoincha, honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using all of our resources. So Hishva Kosov Kibbutz Avayim L'Kavod HaMakom, that the Pesukim in Tanakh are seem to be equating, they're using the similar phrase of Kavod, equating the honor due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the honor due to parents. And similarly, Nemar Ish Ima V'Yaviv Tira'u, the Torah speaks, we just read about last week, the Torah speaks about Mora Avayim, V'Nemas Hashem L'Kecha Tira V'Yosu Savod. The Torah uses the same phrase of Tira of Mora concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hishva Kosov Moras Avayim L'Moras HaMakom. Similarly, the Torah is comparing the degree of Mora of awe and reverence one shows towards a parent, so the Mor HaMakom. And in a negative sense as well, Nema Makal Ava V'Ima Mos Yumas, if a person curses one's parents, he's Chayav Misa. Nema Ish Ish Ki Kalel Elekov and Asach Eto. It's a question whether that's Lashon Kodesh, Lashon Chol, depending on the... But some of those Pesukim are a little bit unclear who exactly they're referring to, but here, the Pesukim is referring to a person, Makadir Blasphemy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So also a person would be Chayav Misa for that. So Yishva Kos Birchza Avayim LeBirchza Mokom. Similarly, the Torah compares Mora, Kibur, and cursing. There's one area of halacha where the Torah specifically does not compare. There's an isra of makka of avimo, a person who appears in this week's parasha also, a person hits one's parents on the chayav misa. Obviously, we're not going to find a pasuk describing hini HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a physical form, so that part is irrelevant. But the bottom line is those mitzvahs that are relevant, kavod, mora, and klola, do appear both vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well as vis-a-vis a human being. Just from the simple reading of this Gemara, the fact that the Gemara is drawing our attention in the world of Machshav, again, the Gemara didn't say any real halachic significance of this, but the Gemara is drawing our attention to the idea that somehow being mechaved a parent is almost tantamount to being mechaved Kadosh Baruch Hu. Being mora from a parent is somehow being mora Kadosh Baruch Hu. Treating a parent in a disrespectful way, the ultimate disrespect of Klala is considered to be the ultimate disrespect of Kadosh Baruch Hu. This equation that the Gemara is making almost seems to put it into some kind of a category of Benam L'Makom. Somehow, that again, we want to extend this idea a little bit of Machshava, somehow like the Torah is telling us that the parent is like the role model of how we act towards authority. If we act to our parents properly, we're going to act to Kadosh Baruch Hu properly. If we don't act to our parents properly, then we may not end up acting to Kadosh Baruch Hu properly. Again, the Gemara is not talking in pure halachic categories right now, but just from the simple reading of this Maamar Chazal, it sounds like there's something about our relationship with our parents that's reminiscent of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's starting to put it a little bit into the category of Benam L'Mokom. Then the Gemara switches gears a little bit. V'chein b'din, the Gemara says, and it really makes a lot of sense. Sheshlosht and shutfim bo. It's not such a chiddush that there is such a similarity in halacha, because after all, there are three partners in the creation of a person. Tana Rabbanan, as we know, the famous Maamar Chazal, Shlosh Shutfin Hayim V'Adam. There are three partners in the creation of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Avi V'Imo. So parents provide the physical form for the child, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu provides the neshama. So, b'zman she'adam mechaber es avav es imo, amo Kodesh Baruch Hu ma'ani aleihem ki'ilu da'iti b'neihem v'kibduni, that Kodesh Baruch Hu says at a time when you are mechaber your parents, so I treat it as if I'm there, I'm with you, and you're mechaber me. And obviously the opposite would be true as well. If a person is not treating your parents respectfully, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're not respecting me. So yeah, this by Mechazal also, once again, is highlighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu equating the kavod due to me and the kavod due to parents, being mechabed your parents is an effect, an expression of Kvod Shemayim. That's the simple reading of this Gemara. On the other hand, the Gemara quotes this idea of Shlosha Shutfim Bo, the term Shutuf. So Shutuf is a term that we use when we talk about almost like monetary, claims. So you and I we buy a house together, we buy a field together, we're Shutfim Bedover. As a shutuf bedover, I have certain rights, certain privileges. I'm allowed to use the house. If I invest in the house, I'm allowed to use the house. You have to give me certain rights to that house. The phrase shlosha shutfim be'adam is almost highlighting a little bit of a different nuance in Kibra Leim, that a parent, in a sense, invested in the child. A parent, I don't know what he's doing, owns the child, but is a real partner with the child, and as such, the partneree, for lack of a better English term, the child has a certain degree of a shibud, a certain degree of responsibility, a certain degree of obligation, or a certain degree, perhaps, at least of hakaras hatov, towards the person who brought his essence as being about. So that idea of the marshal, that model, that imagery of shlosha shutfim be'adam, is almost more of an expression of the idea that a person has a responsibility, has a relationship, leaving out the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have a relationship towards the Shutuf in my creation, so I can't turn around to the Shutuf and say, you have no say in the matter. I can't turn around to the Shutuf and say, I'm on my own. I exist, partially because you provide the genes, you provide the DNA. Because of you, I'm here. So that creates almost like a hischaivus, like a relationship of Shibud between the Shutuf and the person who was receiving that degree of Shutufus. That idea that I'm a shubat to my parents, that idea that I'm responsible to my parents, that idea that I owe my parents something, that's much more in line with a ben on the chaveiro type of obligation. If somebody does me something, somebody lends me money, I'm a shubat to pay them back. Somebody works for me, does a job, I'm a shubat to pay them. If I have a relationship ben on the chaveiro with somebody, sometimes that kicks in the notion of a shibut. So again, neither of these two statements of Chazal are in halachic sense. They're both in the world of Machshav, they're both in the world of Musa, they're both in the world of Mitzvos Tovos, but just the imagery that Chazal are invoking seem to conjure up this idea that there's something between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu playing out. That was the first half. And then there's also something as Ben Adam L'Chaveiro playing out as well. So lest we think that this idea of Gimel Shutfim Be'adam, this is just a drush. In my shul, I'm always able to give the mashal. When I say something, so you have to understand, is it a Shabbos morning drasha or is it a Shabbos afternoon shiur? Because in my shul, the drashas are drashas. A sermon, homiletics, Frida, speak midrashim and Musar. Shabbos afternoon, Minchamayev. That's a shiur. I mean, I hope it's a real ironclad shiur with halachic premises and principles. It's a different language, a different vocabulary. Some shuls you can't make that mashal because many rabbanim between Shabbos, between Minchamayev, there's Shal Shudas, and that's what they call Shal Shudas Torah. That's even more drushy than the morning. But in our Torah, we can make that mashal. So it's over here. So I want to know, am I reading too much into this Gemara? Am I looking at this Gemara as a Lamdan, as a Litvak, and looking at the Gemara? I'm not saying all Lamdanim have to be Litvak. Am I looking at this, that I'm looking at a Jerush, because I'll give you a nice Musa Haskel and a nice Shabbos morning, and I'm telling you, Tzadim, Shibur, Tzalocha. Am I reading a little bit too much into this Gemara? So I don't think so, because if I'm reading too much into this, then Chazal also read too much into it. Because if you take a look at the second of the Marmakamos, so the Mishnah tells us in Bav Metzia Daf Lama Gimel Mela, a very famous Mishnah, Avedas Avi Avedas Aviv. What if a person finds his own lost object? And he hasn't found it yet. He's trying to find his own lost object. And he knows that his father lost something as well. So Avedas Kedemis. So the din is that he's allowed to go after his own Aveda first. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk for this. That Efes Kiloyev Evyon. The person is supposed to be careful not to become poor. So if I know that I lost something, I'm supposed to try to find it. So I'm allowed to take care of my own Aveda before I take care of my father's Aveda. Avedas Avedas Rabo Shaloi Kedem. If it's taking care of my own lost object or my Rebbe's lost object, then my Aveda takes precedence. Also, Kiloyev Evyon. But what if the scenario is as follows, says the Mishnah. Avedas Aviv Avedas Rabbi. What if I know that my father lost something, and I know that my Rebbe lost something. So now I have a clash in terms of which one to take care of. The mitzvah Hashavas Aveda applies equally to both. For that matter, applies to anybody. I need you lost something. I have a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. But there's a hierarchy. I can't do everything at the same time. So there is a hierarchy now. Which Aveda do I look for? So from the vantage point of Hashavas Aveda, it's the same. But there are other factors here. So the other factors are, on the one hand, I have a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em that would dictate that I should go run and look at my father's Aveda. On the other hand, I have a din of Kavod Harav, which would require me to take care of the Rebbe's Aveda. So which one comes first? So the Mishnah says, this is no longer Drishi and Machshava, this is Halacha, Shal Rabbi Kedemes. The Rebbe's Aveda comes first. Why is that? She'avi ve'vi'o lo'elam hazeh, for Rabbi Shlim de'chokhma me'vi'o lecha'elam abah. That the father, although it's true, I owe the father a tremendous debt of gratitude. You have a mitzvah of kibud av v'em. Why? What's the ultimate reason for why I have to be mechabed the father? Because he brought me into this world. Whereas the Rebbe, who teaches me Torah, brings me to olam haba. So it's a simple equation. Olam haba, greater, the arrow goes in the direction, greater olam haba than olam hazeh. And therefore, because of that equation, the halacha dictates that I have to be mechabed the Rebbe over the father. Then the mission just concludes, v'im chacham shalavim kedemis. What if my father is also a great tamar chacham? So if he's also a tamar chacham, then I'm mechuyot to be mechabed him for two reasons. Alts tamar chacham, and alts kibud av v'em. So then they have two on one. So then he beats out the Rebbe. But if that fact doesn't exist, my father's a very nice person, but he's not a great tamar chacham. The Rebbe's a great tamar chacham. So the din is, shalavim kedemis. And the reason is, because he brings you l'chei alim abba. What do you see for this Mishnah? Here the Mishnah is making a halachic cheshbon. We're making two lists: Rebbe, parent. So what are the different factors, pro and con? So on the one hand, there's a mitzvah of kibud av v'em, check. There's a mitzvah of kavod harav, check. It's a stalemate, one on one. Okay, so then we go a little bit further, we dig a little bit deeper. Why is it there? There's a mitzvah of kibud av v'em? Because he brought me into this world. Ooh, check. That's important. What do you mean check? Why is that important? That's a drush. That's a Shabbos morning drusha. We're passing a shaila. How can you invoke a psa machshava? How can you invoke a psa drush, a time of dekra, in terms of passing a shaila to give hierarchy one over the other? The answer is that's built into the system. It means that is a halachic factor. This is not just a drush. This is a halachic factor. So check that the father has a maila that he brings me into this world. But then the Rebbe has another check. He brings me to the next world. So I got to go next to the next line. So I have covered. World. Now you have to ask yourself, well, which world is greater? That's another halachic cheshbon. So the halachic cheshbon says, is not as important as Olam Haba, and therefore the Rebbe wins. That's the math that the Gemara just, that's the math that the Mishnah just did for us. So you see that part of that math is the fact that Olam Hazeh is a factor. What does it mean? What kind of factor is that? What does that have to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't appear in this Mishnah. This has to do with, what did my father do for me? What great toiva did he do for me? So he did for me a phenomenal toiva, but the Rebbe did a greater toiva for me. So that toiva that a parent did for me is a cheshbon lahalacha, and you have to reckon that in terms of determining whose covet is going to be greater.
Built into that argument is the assumption that a parent does not bring you to Olam Haba, but that's not true. I mean, built into that, I mean, the Gemara ignores there are a lot of other things besides learning Torah that get you to Olam Haba. So mean, I would have thought that.
Well, the parent does teach you a little bit. Every parent hopefully teaches a little bit, but in terms of the so to speak, the primary.
It's not so black and white. I'm saying I don't think so, right?
I mean, the parent, in the sense of the parent is teaching me what? The parent is teaching me
midos.
Midos. Okay. Midos. It's interesting. The Gemara has a statement. The Gemara says Noshim b'may zachir. So in what schos the women get lo'olam haba? So the Gemara says, what's the schus? The schus that they encourage the husbands to learn, and the schus that they bring the children to school, and that the children are learning. That's the schus lamabah. So it's a very, very startling Gemara. And what happened to Chasnida? What happened to Hafashas Chala? And what happened to keeping a kosher home? What happened to Lachas Neva? What happened to David? What happened to Singh Tadok? What happened to Bikachot? There are a lot of things that get a person the day, a schar in this world. And somehow the Gemara thought that those are all true, and all 100% true, but almost as a key. The key is divrei Torah. Kanalo divrei Torah, kanalo chayel maba. Somehow, everything else is part of the picture, but the primary opening of the door is through the words of divrei Torah. So, if that's the case, maybe that's what this Mishnah means also, that it's true, the parent did a lot of wonderful things, but at the end of the day, the main entranceway comes through divrei Torah, and that the Rebbe has it over the father, unless the father is also a chacham, then shall have a kedemus. Okay, so that's what the pasuk of the Mishnah is. So, al kol panim, we took two drushas, and we turned them into both halachas, and now we're back to square one. So, it was a nice 20 minutes, but we didn't get anywhere yet. So we raised the shayla, what is the mitzvah of kibra ve'im? Is the mitzvah of kibra ve'im fundamentally b'ra'am l'machom? Is it fundamentally b'ra'am l'chavero? We saw possibilities of both, and we're trying to figure out, what's the answer? What is it? So there is a interesting raya that's brought based on the Rambam. It's a long Rambam Perish Mishnayis. We're not going to read through the whole thing right now, but it's everybody said it this morning. He said Elbam Shel Mashiur. So the first Mishnah Maseches Peah lists off different mitzvahs. Shadim Ochel Perasem Olam Azeh VeKaren Kianos Oli Olam Haba. Also a little bit in Yerim Olam Haba. So the Mishnah says that there are certain mitzvahs that a person reaps the benefit, eats the fruit, so to speak, in this world. But the principle is still around for the next world. So that marshal of Peres and Karen is also a halachic principle. We know that you can have a monetary setup like this, that so you own certain property, and I have the rights of Achilles Peres. So you can own the principle, and I can own the rights of the fruits, and vice versa. Mishnayis, Ksubas talk about that, about certain property that the woman brings into a marriage, that she retains rights to the principle. So if something ultimately happens to the property she gets in the hak, the husband has to reimburse her. And the husband has the rights of Achilles Peros. So that concept of Achilles Peros and Karen is a real halachic model. So here the Mishnah borrows that principle and said, no pun intended, and says that idea exists in the realm of Schar and Mitzvahs as well. There are certain mitzvahs that, Schar Mitzvah Bayama Eleka, there are certain mitzvahs that we're not going to get any benefits for in this world. But there are other mitzvahs where other Eichel Perasem Elamazah, if you have Karen Karen, it's a little above, that the Karen Karen is the Iker Schar, the main principle, Staka the Eli Olam Vod, in the next world. But Peros can be in the cholim in this world. So what are those mitzvahs which a person is fundamentally orcha parasein ba'alam hazeh? So the Mishnah lists off the mitzvahs of Eilash HaPev, Eilash HaPev, Gemilas HaSadim. Well, it's a funny list because we have a few things that list that don't appear on the official list. Those are the ones that appear in the Mishnah. There are one or two others that we have maybe added on as well. But in the Mishnah itself, so the fundamental mitzvahs that are listed are the Beron L'chaveros. So the Rambam already takes note of this. So if you take a look at the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis, the fourth in the Rambam Kamos, so this idea that Chazal speak about the Peres and the Keren, kol mitzvos nechlokos chaluka rishon l'shnayim. Chelik v'mitzvos ha-miyuchadis l'adam be'atzma b'no v'en Hashem. There's certain mitzvos b'ram l'machom. You go to tzitzis, tefillin, okay, v'ashabbos, v'avadizara. Those are the mitzvos that you and the Rabban Shalom. V'chelik v'mitzvos tatluyos b'tikum b'tikinus yachasei b'nei adam zeim zeh. There are mitzvahs that relate to our fellow man, kigon asara, like geneva, not to steal, va'ono, not to cheat, yasina, not to hate, va'natira, take revenge, va'tzibur lev zezeh, to love one another, v'shalom nirma zezeh, not to trick one another, v'shal yamad echim meron nezek hashen, not to damage one another, u'lechabed ahorim, and to give cover to our parents, ve'achachomim, and to give cover to our rabbeim, shem avasakol, because they're almost like our parents. So the Rambam just listed the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim and kavod harav for that matter. We're not learning that sugya. He just put it together with geneva and ono and gvos chasadim rather than with Shabbos and kashrus. So why exactly is that important in terms of this mishnah? So the Rambam then goes on to explain a little bit later that the reason why certain mitzvahs are ocha parasayim olam hazeh is because doing that mitzvah impacts society. If I put on tefillin, so there's no direct correlation between what happens in the world and my putting on tefillin. But if I'm a good person, if I'm good mechesed to you, that creates, the Rambam says, that creates a goodness, a kindness, a good spirit in this world. That's going to encourage other people to do it. So maybe if Reuven will be mevakeh cholo to Shimon, and Shimon will be mevakeh cholo in turn to Levi, Levi to Yehuda, someone will be mevakeh cholo back to Reuven. What we call, I mean, I don't always like to use this term because it's misused and abused in many ways, but I guess what we would call, in today's lingo, they would call tikkun olam. I think that's what we would probably call this. So the Rambam started, it put on tefillin, it's a great thing. You know, we're all for putting on tefillin. We're all for Shmir Shabbos, all for Kashrus, but in terms of the impact on society, at least the direct impact on society, so Ben Adam L'Chaveiro has that which Ben Adam L'Chaveiro doesn't have. So that's what the Rambam says, that Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, that's the Ochel Perasei Be'olam Hazeh, because it creates good things. And those are the payers in this world. So the payers are not even referring so much to the schar that you're reaping. It creates beautiful, wonderful ripple effects in this world. If a person is honest and kind, that creates beautiful, wonderful effects in this world. Those are the payers. The schar ha-mitzvah, that's keren kelos le'olam haba. Then at the very end, the Rambam raises the question. He says, what about Talmud Torah? The Mishnah says that Talmud Torah is also one of those mitzvahs that creates those ripple effects. So how does that happen? So the last line in the Rambam skips that and says, "Ki b'tam Torah yede adam is kol zeh k'mo shebi'ar b'kdam shetam mevel de'maiseh." The Rambam seems to be falling back and saying that Talmud Torah per se maybe doesn't create that whole social structure, but how are you going to know how to be honest? How are you know how to be kind? How are you know what to do? How are you know how not to cheat? How not to do damage to people? So you have to have Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah is Mevel De Maisa. So it's the Maisa Shebov the Talmud Torah that creates the Peres Be'olam Hazeh. It's like a two-step process. That seems to be the way the Rambam is presenting why Talmud Torah is on the list of the otherwise mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. The others who suggest, no, that it's much more direct than that. Rabbi Kotler has a famous piece about this, that the reason why Talmud Torah is a mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, not because of the way the Rambam says, because it's just technicality, the way to know how not to damage is to learn Bava Kama. It's much more than that, says Rabbi. He says that the reason why Talmud Torah is on the list of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is because the greatest chesed you can do with the world is through Talmud Torah. Why is that? So the Pesukim describe him, Lo Brisi Yom Alaychum Kishma Baruch Lo Samtim. The Gemara says, Maseches Nedarim, that if not for Talmud Torah, so the Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't create the world. And if not for Talmud Torah, so the whole world would cease to exist. If that's the case, Rabbi Aaron says, imagine of the following choice. You have a choice to do a chesed to help out one person. It's a great, it's a wonderful thing, and you have to do that. On the other hand, at the same moment you have a chance to help out one person, you could help out 6 billion people. So what would you say to such a person if you want to invest in chesed? It makes sense that you should try to help as many people as possible. Not always. Sometimes you have to choose quality and quantity. And the cheshbonos, we know in the world of tzedakah, we know in the world of chesed, sometimes, you know, numbers aren't everything. But for the most part, if you have a choice to make a lot of people better, that would be doicha, doing it to one person. So Rav Aaron says, a person's involved in learning, so they shouldn't take the mindset that they're only learning for themselves. Their learning is keeping the whole world alive. So he said, it's the greatest gemilas chasadim you could possibly do. So that's what Rav Aaron says. That's beyond the Mishnah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. What are the kulams? The gemilas chasadim, the vashalam, chaveros. It's greater than all of those because it has a greater dimension of chesed than everything else has. The person has to really believe that. You have to really, really, your Torah has to be so chashuv that in your own eyes, you have to really, really believe that you help in keeping the world alive. That's a tremendous form of gemilas chasadim. But the Rambam in this mission doesn't, I'm not saying the Rambam doesn't accept that. The Rambam also quotes that idea of Torah keeping the world alive. But in terms of this mission, the Rambam doesn't say that beer. So getting back to our story in terms of Kibbutz Avayim. So the Mishnah stuck Kibbutz Avayim in the list of the Ben Adam L'Chaveiros. And according to the Rambam, it fits there. It's tafka there. It only things that are Ben Adam belong in this Mishnah. So this also seems to highlight the idea that there's some dimension of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro that's playing out over here. So we don't have crystal clear yet what exactly the category of Kibbutz Avayim is. We're not quite sure. Is it fundamentally Ben Adam L'Chaveiro? Some of Mamar Chazal are highlighting. Is it fundamentally Ben Adam L'Malkum? Other Mamar Chazal seem to be pointing in that direction. But the question is, does it really make a difference? My Nafkamina, does it really, really make a difference? So L'Chaura, it should make a big difference. It should make a difference in terms of what role the recipient of this Kovet has. Is the parent almost the active recipient, or is the parent completely passive? Does the parent have a say in this mitzvah or not? If I owe you something, if I, I hired you to mow my lawn, so I owe you $100. So you're the bialim on that $100. I mean, the Rebbe Shlomo is a bialim and everything, but in terms of mominess, you're the bialim on the $100. What if you turn around to me and say, forget it, I'm in Moichel, you know, I'm forgiving, you don't have to bother paying me the $100. Easy come, easy go. So not mechuyev to pay $100. Built into all mitzvahs, but on the chaver, say, I call you up and say, I want to come and visit you in the hospital. When can I come? And you say, please, do me a favor, don't come. So, no, but I'm mechuyev to come. It's a mitzvah of a bika choyel. So you meichel in the mitzvah in effect. So the mitzvahs obviously shibudim and amla chaveru don't exist if the recipient turns around and says, listen, don't do me any favors. If I have a mitzvah, I have a mitzvah, I'm mechuyev to put on tefillin today. So my neighbor taps me on the shoulder and says, you don't have to put on tefillin today. I'm meichel yechiyev to put on tefillin. Guys are not. I say, who are you to be Michael? Mr. Chalish, who are you to be Michael? Dear Marshal, I'm mitzvah, Dear Marshal. Who are you to be Michael? So over here, who is Kibra Vem really geared towards? Is Kibra Vem geared towards the parent? Is it geared towards Dear Marshal? The litmus test should be, does the parent have a right to forego this mitzvah? Does the parent have a right to be Michael? So that should be the answer. That should be the determining factor. If the answer is the parent has a say to be Michael, so then that's a proof positive that it's not a benonim chaveru. If the parent has no say, that should be a proof positive that's benonim makom. So what is the din? So we don't have to go very far. Just look at the third of the Rambam Kaimis. The Gemara Kedushin of Abayz, the Manal tells, Amr Bitzah Pashel, Amr Masna, Amr Chisna. If a parent is Michael and his covet is Machel. So it sounds like, I hope everyone enjoyed the drush this morning, but it sounds like Apialach, the whole thing is not true. It sounds like the father can be Michael. If the father can be Michael, so if he's Michael, it's Michael. The fact that he can be Michael, that seems to indicate that he's the Bailam, that the covet is due to him. It's ultimately been on La Chaveru. Well, not necessarily. It's not necessarily right. Some Achronim write, the fact that the father can be Michael and is covered, we're looking at this too lumdish. We're looking at it through the eyes of Dini Mamanis. It's a Din, it's a Shibur, it's a Chayiv, he can be Michael and Dini Mamanis. That's not the Pshat. Av Shemachal Kvedik for the Machal is a totally different imagery. It's not doing Mechila of a Chayiv, it's doing Mechila of a Chayiv to him, but rather as follows. You know, we mentioned this week, it says in the Gemara Beferish that I have to feed my parents and I have to dress my parents, I have to put the shoes on my parents. So, Hashem, my parents are feeling wonderful, they're young, I learned this Gemara Kedushin, it says, I'm mechuyev to go dress my parents. So I go, 6 o'clock in the morning, bang, blah, blah, blah. I wake them up, they, come on, let's go, get out of bed, I gotta get you dressed to fulfill the hidden mechuyev to shei mitzvahs, keep it up, eh. So my parents think I'm nuts. My parents are right. Why am I nuts? I shteit, mechabdo, manilo, malbisha, machila. Why am I not? Those are examples that could sometimes come up that serve as cover of a parent. Who determines what is covered and what is not covered? Who sets the parameters for what is considered to be kibra v'em? Obviously the parent sets those parameters. Even if the mitzvah is klapei shmaya, even if the mitzvah is ultimately on the makom, the mitzvah is to be mechabe in my parents, but I have to ask my parents what constitutes their covered. Otherwise it's mamish crazy. I'm putting the shoes on the parent, it doesn't need me. Some people can coin the phrase, kvodo shaladam zel ritzonai. What is a covet of a person to do their ratzon? So when the parent tells me, I don't want you to pick me up at 3 o'clock in the morning from the airport, please don't do that. And I say, no, it says in the Gemara, malichai mavia, it says in the Gemara, I have to make sure my parents are able to get from one place to another. So the parent says, don't do me that favor. Please don't, I'd much rather take a cab. And I say, you know, Abba, you have no right to tell me that because I learned to shtikl Torah that it's a mitzvah ram l'makom. That's like you telling me not to put on tefillin. So that's absurd. That's ridiculous. Why is it absurd? Not because the father is meichel in the kavod. It's the father is determining for him personally picking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not a kavod. He'd much rather take a cab. He doesn't want me to be driving around 3 o'clock in the morning. So the reason why av shemachal akvedek vader machal is almost a misnomer. It's not an av shemachal akvedek vader machal. What Chazal really means, they use the phrase because lemais, that's what it boils down to. What they really mean to say is, av shekava she'ein kibudo ela b'ayadei she'ein l'chab. No, hareze kavod. That's such a clutchy statement. I understand why Chazal didn't say it, but that's what it means. Av shemachal kvedo. So av shemachal kvedo may not conjure the image of a chibur and a chibur am lachaveiro. It may still be in secret am lamakom, but it's a different type of a mechila. For Metzum tomorrow, we'll continue from this point about what is the nature of the mitzvah and how mechila plays into this question.